I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last week, Gerard Johnson said it during his weekly visit. I jumped on board. Bring Antonio Brown to the Houston Texans. However, after last night, I'm completely out on that, John Lopez. John Lopez, Landry Locker, Sports Radio 610. It is In the Loop. Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. The thought of pairing DeAndre Hopkins with another explosive receiver on the other side of the field is appealing to me. I know a lot of people say there are needs elsewhere, but I think when you have two of the best in the game at that position for Deshaun Watson, I think it opens up a lot of other areas. And I was convinced, in large part because of Gerard Johnson, who played with Antonio Brown, was on board with the possibility. But after yesterday, I'm completely punting on it.
It's understandable, and we both knew that it wasn't anything realistic. Really realistic for the Texans. At the same time, it does make you think, and you don't always make moves based on this, but I think it can be a factor. I mean, he could go somewhere right in your division.
He could go to the Colts.
Yep, and it's right there, and it makes you think a little bit.
Well, he showed his true colors yesterday, and he went to Instagram just like a lot of the kids do these days whenever they have problems. Antonio Brown was working out on the treadmill, decided to fire up the Instagram Live, and this is part one of Antonio Brown being a weasel.
We're putting together the best individual performance, the best. Nobody's better than me. How's somebody better than me? All these first round, all these guys getting all this handed to them. I earned my spot. Everything I got. Name another six round like me. I'm waiting, name him. Because if you're out there, I want to study you. I want to learn. Somebody go harder than me. If any NFL teams out there watching, hit my phone.
First of all, that would be tampering because you're on a team right now. So they can't hit your phone. They could maybe hit the Steelers' phone. And by the way, Brown met with ownership of the Steelers earlier today, and it seems like both sides have agreed that they will try to trade him. With all this said, though, before we get back into Antonio Brown being a weasel, pretty impressive that this was a sixth-round pick.
Oh, come on down. I mean,
it's pretty ridiculous.
I mean, he's one of the best receivers in the history of the game.
Six already. Straight 100-yard catch seasons. Nobody's ever done that. He's the only one to do that. It's a very short list of one. But this is part two, and this is where he takes it to a new level. Antonio Brown is a weasel, part two.
If your squad out there want to win, someone hit my phone. Tell them I ain't doing no unguarantees. I ain't even going to play myself no more for this NFL, you heard? I think I done everything. What y'all think? What left for me to do? Win the Super Bowl? Hey, got to be the right team for that, right? Who won't smoke? When it's fuel, turn the smoke. Hope you in shape.
Gosh.
Hope you ready to go the distance. Because I'm telling you, I'm ready to go 36 rounds.
What?
Like a heavyweight, you heard? Call God. I ain't going to brag or talk too much. Just know I'm still hungry.
I think a couple things stick out there. Number one, he actually showed his true motivation for this whole thing, and it's about the money, which I'm not going to fault an athlete for being about the money, but he's showing his true motivation there. Number two, I don't know what sport there's 36 rounds.
He said like a heavyweight.
I don't know.
Heavyweight what?
I know Mike Tyson never went 36 rounds. I think he maybe went 15
Jack
a couple
Johnson
times.
Jack Johnson did, or Joe, was it in... Jack Johnson.
That's your time, not mine.
Little bare knuckle guys.
I don't know that. And number three, one of my favorite things, like you know when someone says no offense and then they just say the most offensive thing possible and act like it's okay because they said no offense?
Yeah.
The other end of that is when someone brags for like 5 minutes and then they go, I ain't here to talk. There ain't no need for me to talk. There ain't no need for me to brag. I'm going to knuckle. Like, dude, you just talked for 5 minutes, and then you're going to say, I ain't here to talk. That's all you did.
Or how people do that I don't do that social media type stuff.
And
but
they're on social media.
Tweet, yeah.
I think, is there anybody,
I'm not bragging.
Is there anybody that might do that? Is there anybody that you could think might do that, Figgy, that might do that? I don't do the social media.
The thing. Honey Badger.
I don't know. Maybe. It could. He
could. Could be.
But come on, man. You just talked for 5 minutes. You're sweating. You're talking about nobody's like me. Mm-hmm. I'm the best. I put that on everything. And then you're going to sit there and say, I ain't here to talk, though. I ain't got to brag. That's on God.
Right. Well, you just did. You just did. That's like saying bless your heart. When you say bless your heart or their heart, you can say pretty much anything.
So condescending.
Oh, because
you said it to me before, and I was just like, yeah, you're a
I've never said that to you. Have I?
Once.
Have I?
I think you said it once.
Bless your heart.
I forgot what we were arguing about. It might have been something college football. It might have. Yeah. It might have been. I think it was at the time where the most vulnerable that you'll find me and John Lopez, mm-hmm. where we're at our emotional. Like we can yell at each other during a segment. We can yell at each other during pre-show, and then it's just fine. It's like whatever. We don't care. But when we're at our most vulnerable, mm-hmm. is probably during college football season. On a Saturday at about 10:30, when we've been drinking, he's watching A&M and I'm watching Texas. That's when we're our most vulnerable. I think that's when you said "bless your heart" to me.
Bless your heart, you're an idiot. So you can say anything after "bless your heart," and it sounds like not like if I said you're an idiot, that's pretty offensive, right? But if I say "bless your heart, you're an idiot," it's like, oh, okay, cool.
I'm trying to see.
Bless
don't
her
know.
Heart, she's a slut.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
No offense, but you're a skank.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I'm out on Antonio Brown. I'm officially out. I don't want this diva anywhere near my Houston Texans locker room. However, I'm down with Odell Beckham Jr., and I'm even more down with Odell Beckham Jr. because there's another team that was interested in him last season that I think is the model franchise in the NFL. This was Chris Sims on Pro Football Talk with Mike Florio. This is what he had to say about the Giants almost trading OBJ last season.
Here's the big thing that I found out towards the end of the year, really, more than anything, with Odell Beckham Jr. The Giants were going to trade him, and I think they were really looking and listening to all offers. You know what really stopped it? And I think this is what's going to shock people. This is from everything I know of multiple sources. The thing that stopped the trade conversation with Odell Beckham Jr. is because the team that was most aggressive in pursuing him was the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots were trying to get Odell Beckham Jr. all last offseason. That didn't work out, and I think the Giants got cold feet and said, wait, New England wants him? Uh-oh, maybe he's better than we thought. Maybe we should just keep him on our own instead of it being thrown in our face and him going to win a Super Bowl with the Pats.
That's interesting. That's interesting, and he has signed a contract. So Odell Beckham Jr. is under club control through 2023. The cap hit's high, though. Mm-hmm. So that is the problem with Odell Beckham Jr. Assuming that you could get Antonio Brown, before I knew that he wanted a new contract, the cap hit wasn't that high for the Texans. But Odell Beckham Jr.'s is close to $20 million. So you got to keep that in mind when you talk about the possibility. But it's the offseason. I can dream. I can swing for the fences, J-Lo.
You can, but more to the point, I think Odell Beckham Jr. has been on the trade block. Now I know McClain kind of poo-pooed that whole idea, but
yeah, I dislike.
But if you listen to Chris Sims there, he said multiple sources. He says one from what I've learned. It clearly, and he's not like a news. He's not like a Woj or anything. No. You know, this is something that you would.
That's something nobody's talking about.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Nobody's like talking about
he's
guys.
He's not Schefter. You know, yeah. He doesn't normally break news. So I believe the fact that he had this information. So that means OBJ has been on the market. What's to keep them from putting him on the market again?
I'm terrified. And these two guys, I am terrified. And we're getting people on the text line, 713-572-4610, saying, well, if you're worried about him ruining the Texans locker room, then why would you fear him going to the Colts? I don't know. I guess that's a good question. But I just feel like Indianapolis is in such a good position right now to where they don't have that number one receiver, to where they might be better suited to be able to maximize a guy like an Antonio Brown and a guy like an Odell Beckham Jr.
That's a great point. You know, if you're saying, well, he can work in Indianapolis,
let's
but
put
not
it this
here.
Way. If they didn't have DeAndre Hopkins, who we believe is the best receiver in the league, let's pretend that DeAndre Hopkins wasn't on the Texans. Mm-hmm. What would you be saying about the possibility of bringing in a potential cancer like an Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham Jr.?
You probably would not do it as much because you wouldn't be as successful.
What do you mean?
If all you had was, like, if he was going to be your whole receiving core, I mean,
well, if you had the Texans receiving core, but you still have Deshaun, all things considered, if you needed a number one receiver, then would you be more open to it?
Yes, absolutely.
And the Colts, they definitely need a number one receiver. T.Y. Hilton, he plays like a Hall of Famer against the Texans, but he's pushing 30 years old. Mm-hmm. There's durability concerns, and you need someone to be that number one guy. The Colts need that number one receiver. That's why the idea is so scary there. Here, you would still have to hope that they act their best, but you also already have a number one receiver in DeAndre Hopkins, so I guess it's just not as much of a pressing need. It would be a luxury, which not really a luxury when you factor in the cap hit.
Yeah, but you are kind of saying he won't work here, but he'll work there.
I am.
And that's kind of an insult to your own team here.
But I like Beckham. I would entertain it, but that cap hit is heavy.
Yeah, it is.
The cap hit's steep. When it's $20 million, the Antonio was like $11 million, but he's going to want a new deal. But how do you feel about guys who they don't show why didn't he just come out and say, I want more money? Why didn't he just say that instead of throwing Big Ben under the bus, instead of throwing Mike Tomlin under the bus? If it was about the money to begin with, why not just say that? Why does it have to come out on an Instagram live video? Or is it not really one or the other? It could be all things involved.
That's exactly it. I think it's more than just one thing, and the money's probably at the core of it. But yeah, it's all that. And everything has a shelf life. You know, everything sours. You know, they stamp that sticker on all your food, you know, to be used by this date or whatever, better if used by this date. That includes people. I mean, that includes situations. How many people have just said, you know, you show your stripes, some feelings get bad all of a sudden, or maybe you're just a bad dude that should not be fitting there, and then ultimately it shows.
And the other thing about this, and I feel like I'm being somewhat unfair when I'm just throwing in diva receivers into one category, because in Odell Beckham Jr.'s defense, he's done some stupid stuff on the field. He's gotten into the tussle with Josh Norman. He punched the net. He went on the boat with the Giants shirtless the week before the playoff game. But he hasn't been as damaging as Antonio Brown. I mean, he hasn't thrown his teammates under the bus. He hasn't had the off-field run-ins of Antonio Brown. So if you are the Colts and you're looking at one of these guys, I think that also has to be taken into account.
Yes.
That one of these guys has been a cancer in the locker room and has thrown everybody under the bus. The other one hasn't.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's why OBJ is going to be probably more desirable by most if he's on the market.
And he might be more expensive.
Yeah, but still more desirable. I mean, because he's Antonio Brown's going to help anybody on the field. Anybody. And like we were talking about earlier, the first couple of years is going to be a honeymoon phase. Maybe the first year is going to be a honeymoon phase. He'll be on his best behavior. But that's what I'm saying. He has a shelf life.
Coming up next, we're going to trade Whitney Merciless. We're going to make it happen. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Hypothetical trades next. And I'm going to put John Lopez's Espanol to test as well.
Uh-oh.
Courtesy of Astros first baseman Yuli Gurriel. You're in the loop. Lunchtime on Sports Radio 610.
He's Cuban. That's hard to translate.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.